much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Oh my God! Hit me again!
All right, one more time around the block.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This thong gives me an ass rash, but the boys love it.
Yeah. Giddy up.
K-Rock is the greatest radio station
in the world.
Because y'all keep it funky.
And juicy.
Yeah. Good point. Hadn't thought about it that way.
Why? Have you ever? Why?
And now.
Hey! Let's get this party started!
No.
Our feature presentation.
Pete, who was that Push Little Daisies? Who did that?
Ween?
Ween! I said Keen, not even close.
Oh.
Rhymes, but
it does rhyme, yeah.
We're trying to figure that out. That's a bizarre song.
I love Ween so much. One of the guys is really sick in Ween.
Oh, no.
I don't know what he's got. He's got some sort of debilitating disease. They haven't had a record out in 4 or 5 years, but yeah, great band with just a bizarre sense of humor, that group. That was one of their weird moments. Hey, welcome on into yet another all-new Kevin and Bean show. Remarkably, we have been asked back for maybe not the whole week, but at least another day. So that's
how
good,
we roll,
right?
One day at
that's
a time.
That's how we roll.
That's right.
Yeah. Here's a story to get us started that I just love so much. Has it ever happened to you where you have received the wrong amount in your paycheck? Where you're supposed to get a certain amount and you got, say, way more or way less?
Yes. Well, never more, but yes, less.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the reason? Was it just a mix-up at the factory or what?
You never find out.
Yeah. Well, here's a guy who's in the news because he did exactly the wrong thing with his check. He works for Taco Bell, and he picked up his, he gets paid every 2 weeks, and his check showed up, and he took it home and opened it up, and it was $56,000.
Wow! You get paid well to work there.
Nice.
Well,
raise.
No. He's an assistant manager at Taco Bell, and sadly, he only makes $22,169 a year.
So it was a bonus.
It was, it was a mistake. He wasn't supposed to be getting anywhere near that, and it's unclear how that number was arrived at and why he received that check. Now, if that's you, you might entertain fantasies of gold rush. I got all this money. It's mine. They gave it to me. Look, it's a check with my name on it. I'm going to go out and spend it. But how long do you think that charade is going to last, right?
Meaning at some point you're going to have to come to the realization that you're going to have to give it back because you're not going to get away with it.
Right. Exactly. It's so clearly not your money, right? There's no way to interpret that as mine.
I think I could figure out a way. Like maybe they really value me that much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the bonus.
And they never said anything to me. It just showed up.
Right. And then once I cash it, and then they come back for it, and then I go, whoa.
So he took it to the bank and tried to cash it, and the bank said no. So then he took it to the bank that he banks at, and they said, well, we'll give you $13,000 of it, and we'll hold the rest of it until the check clears, because it's an awfully large amount and doesn't exactly fit your profile as a Taco Bell employee, so we'll hang on to it. So he took the $13,000, and he went out and bought a car. And...
because that makes it
easier to give back, right?
Sure.
So about this time, Taco Bell discovers its mistake, and they ask for the money back, and he says no. So he was arrested and in court answering a felony theft charge.
Wow.
One of the things I love about this story so much is the his argument is that it was Taco Bell's mistake, and they should pay for it, you know? But the prosecutor in the case said he works for freaking Taco Bell. He knows he doesn't get a $56,000 paycheck, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So they sentenced his bail at $13,000, so which is how much he had taken out of the money. And he has to come up with 10% of that. So, he had to come up with $1,300. Preparing to go to jail, sheriff's deputies search the man and find pot on him.
All right.
Which they show to the prosecutor. The prosecutor says, in that case, you got to come up with the whole $13,000.
Oh. Did he just drive a car into the courtroom?
Man, no
so
kidding.
He's
here
still
you
in
go.
Jail. His next day in court is going to be on Wednesday, I guess. So he's in court just sitting there going, yep, I sure played that wrong.
Oh, what a bummer. He had weed, and then that was going to lead him back to Taco Bell.
Hmm. Exactly. That may be why he worked for Taco Bell.
Yeah, of course.
It's just because that's the best place in the world to be if you're high all the time. But imagine imagine the thoughts that were going through his head. I mean, he really did convince himself, well, it's their mistake. You know, just like you get to, you know, they give you too much change back at the register, you right. quietly slink away from the store.
That's on you.
It's you can just you. See him with, like, his friends smoking out, and they're all going, yeah, man, that's your money.
Your
he's
money,
like,
man.
Yeah, that's mine.
No, it was a mistake, but it was their mistake, dude.
That's right.
So I don't know.
Take the
what,
money.
They have to honor it.
I don't know what happens to the car or what happens to our friends
yes,
here,
do.
But
everything.
Everything's gone.
Goes back.
Good times, though, right?
Well, for a brief amount of time, yeah.
Yep.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bezos, shall we?
I hope your master, the devil, does take you soon. I want you to meet him real soon. And the day you die, I'm going to praise God.
I haven't even started
That's
talking
harsh,
about the show
dude.
Yet. Why don't you wait and listen? And then if you feel that way, you can tell me. This morning at 7:15, we've got details on the 20th annual K-Rock Fiesta.
Weenie Sorry. Roast.
Weenie Roast and Fiesta.
Yeah!
Can I try that again?
Yes, please, because it's the first morning, time you're saying it.
This morning at 7:15, yeah. we have details on the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta.
There you go.
Yay!
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids are still happy.
Kids are still happy.
Do we have to say I now? Is that
yes,
part of the...
Yes, it's in the paperwork.
I didn't realize that. Men who travel with stuffed animals are child molesters.
Dare
do
you.
We know anyone like that?
Oh, Bean.
Oh, yeah.
Of all the ridiculous things that to get upset about, that one is the most puzzling to me.
All the ridiculous things to do, that one is the most puzzling to me.
After age 4. We also have Pennywise in.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that? We have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com,
mm-hmm.
and we have tickets for April Foolishness, which, by the way, is this Saturday night.
So sure exciting. The hell is.
How about that?
Yep.
So that's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break and come back with the showbiz.
So if I'm looking at Ralph Garman right now, I am not looking at someone who won the Mega Millions as planned.
Oh, no, I won. I just decided you guys, you couldn't live without me.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
what'd you get? How much you get?
I come in for free now. It's like a volunteer charity program.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Did you do your plan, though, where you went and bought all the Mega Balls?
Nah.
Too much work. What about you're smart and you're a genius?
I am still smart and a genius, but I was very busy on Friday.
Smart genius, but he forgot lazy.
even though it was almost guaranteed to get you a return.
I said all that would happen is you'd get some money back.
Right.
Had I done that, I would have got $2 back for having the Mega.
That's true.
You still would have been down almost 60. Okay.
So, I got you.
Well, you made the right decision.
Now that's smart,
I guess.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Mike Tyson one-man show? That can't be good, right?
What?
That's going to be awesome,
that's
right?
How I feel. I want to get my tickets now. Where do I go? What do I do?
Well, we will discuss coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin DeBean Show. First, Ralph Garman joins us in studio with all the other showbiz news.
It's Monday morning. It means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Number one, once again, as expected, The Hunger Games. Although everyone's talking because The Hunger Games dropped 60%.
Well, that's because it made all the money in the world the first weekend.
It dropped 60% ticket sales and still made $61 million this weekend.
Jeez, who would be criticizing that?
People who want more money, I guess. Wrath of the Titans came in at number 2 with $34 million. Then Murmur, the new Snow White movie, made $19 million, made it number 3. 21 Jump Street. Dr. Seuss's The Lorax was 5th. Then your 6 through 10, John Carter, Salmon Fishing in the Yemen, Act of Valor, A Thousand Words, and Journey to the Mysterious Island.
Salmon Fishing in Yemen is not, it's not a movie.
They fish it's there. Not. They put fish there and then they fish.
Right, but that's not a movie.
Don't
it's
get
a sentence.
It, man. You don't get it.
They build a lake in a desert, right?
Yes.
And it's supposed to be some sort of lesson learned about how man can accomplish anything?
Yes, and how you share the spirit of the fish, and it teaches you to not make war. Instead, let's go fishing.
I saw a movie that's the opposite of that, which is to make war, called
Not Fish?
The Raid Redemption, which was awesome.
Yeah.
It's like Lyoto Machida on meth, 100 of them fighting. It was awesome.
Bully, of course, everyone was wondering how that was going to do this weekend with its controversial opening with no rating, did fairly well for itself, around $23,000 per theater that was on, per screen.
I was beating up kids that I saw going into the theater.
How dare you? It'll be out in the top 25 markets on April the 13th, and then further expansion is planned. Shame this news came out yesterday because everyone thought it was an April Fool's joke, but it turns out it's true that today's show is going to have Sarah Palin as a special guest co-host.
I refused to believe it, assuming it had to be an April Fool's joke when they announced it. I just couldn't get my head around that they were really doing that.
Yeah, like once or regularly?
No, once. She'll be the host of Today's show on Tuesday.
That's out of nowhere.
Well, it isn't, because Katie Couric is filling in on ABC's Good Morning America on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So all of the morning news shows now are trying to pull stunt casting out of their butt to go up against it in the battle for the ratings.
That's where Sarah Palin was?
Up somebody's butt, yes. So if you're interested, you can watch.
Nope.
That's what I'm thinking.
I bet it'll work for them.
Lady Lion in the news. I'm glad to see that she took Judge Stephanie Sautner's advice to heart about tone-downing her nighttime activities when she threw a giant party at the Chateau Marmont last Thursday. Thank you to about 50 of her closest friends, thanking them for their support during her time of legal troubles. Word is alcohol was served.
What?
But no word on whether Lindsay drank or not. Sources are saying she didn't. No, she didn't drink at all. So...
Well, the judge said no nightclubbing.
That's
she didn't
true.
Say don't have people over to your house.
Can't throw a giant party. Didn't say
at least
that.
She's not driving.
We're talking about DUIs and drinking. Do you remember Katrina Darrell? She was Bikini Girl from American Idol.
Who
auditioned in the bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Made an enemy of Horseface, the judge there. They went at it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she got popped early Saturday morning for DUI and leaving the scene of an accident.
Ooh. Excellent.
Just wonder if she was wearing the bikini or not. The cops say her blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit. Her manager claims that she was rushing her mother to the hospital at the time of the incident and only had a few glasses of wine with dinner.
Hmm.
And pulled over somewhere down the road to call the authorities after realizing she'd been in a collision. That's when the police found her.
Okay.
So we'll have to see what the real story is. But
how long does it take you to realize you've been in an accident?
Well, it depends on how drunk you are.
Mm-hmm.
She, weren't watching, Kevin, but she auditioned in the bikini and she was just average, but the guys put her through.
Yeah.
And then she didn't last long. And then they brought her back, remember, the next season, Ralph, on another show and had her come out on stage again, except this time she had tremendous breast implants put in since the last time we saw her. So like, she became even more popular.
Maybe that was the problem.
She couldn't see over her breasts.
Yeah. And this is making me just love Kate Winslet even more than I already do. She turned up with the rest of the cast of the Titanic to promote the film's 3D release this Wednesday, and the press was asking her, how do you feel when you hear My Heart Will Go On, the blockbuster song by Celine Dion that was the theme to Titanic? And she says, it makes me want to throw up. Then she backpedaled and said, no, I shouldn't say that. No, actually, I do feel like throwing up when I hear it. I wish I could say, oh, listen, everybody, it's the Celine Dion song. But I don't. I just have to sit there, kind of straight-faced with a massive internal eye roll.
Love it.
So she is like the rest of us, has had an ass. Oh.
Nope.
No.
I think we need that.
Oh, no.
Every night in my dreams.
Oh, I forgot we had this version.
I see you.
It's the Armenian comedian.
I feel.
Who I was thinking about over the weekend. Aren't we clear legally now to contact him?
I know. Go on, fine.
Boy, he sure nailed this, didn't he?
Yeah. Close the distance.
Kate had heard this version.
If you want to join in, you can.
It would have been all different.
I'm waiting for the chorus. It does sound like he's never heard it before, right?
Well, yeah, he hasn't.
The spaces
he has, clearly hasn't.
No.
Okay,
come on, how can you not get to the chorus?
You want more?
You torture us with that much?
To show you gone.
How long will it take him to get to the chorus?
I think it's coming up here next.
Yeah, a minute. Right.
Does he know where to come in? I'm a little lost.
Oh, we're already past the near far part.
Here it is.
Near far.
Very nice.
Wherever you are.
Stop it.
I believe that the heart does go on.
He made it his own. He made it his own.
He did. He took it. He made it
his own. There's a little Armenian comedian. Come on, let's get him back on the show, guys. We can do it now. This week.
I think it's the middle of this month, Bean. I think we're close.
Yeah, but...
legally.
2 days after you have him on, you're going to say... I never want him on our show again. This happens every time you guys have him on.
Not with me. It does with Bean.
And me.
And Lisa. And all the listeners.
Let's see if he threatens to blow up the building again.
Today's celebrity birthday is actor Christopher Maloney from Law & Order. S-W-J-K-L-M-N-O-P. He is 51 years old. Bean's favorite actor in the world, Clark Gregg, who was in the New Adventures of Old Christine, is also in the Avengers movies. He's 50 years old. Rodney King. I don't know why he's on my celebrity birthday list, but he gets beat up a lot.
Because he was on Celebrity Rehab, so he has some TV experience.
He was in Celebrity Boxing, too, so he's got that.
Yeah.
Rosalind Sanchez from Act of Valor is 39 years
Hottie?
Old. Yes. Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami is 37. Michael Fassbender from Shame and Inglourious Bastards and other films, 35 years old. And Bethany Joy Galeotti from One Tree Hill is 31 years old today. Not a stellar list of celebrity birthdays, but happy birthday to them nonetheless. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Huge day on the Kevin and Bean Show next hour. In fact, we're going to be unveiling details on the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. The 20th annual. Isn't that shocking?
Yeah, it really is. Right? Yeah.
But, yeah, good times. You will not be disappointed. And, of course, we'll give you all the information about who's playing, when it is, where it is, when tickets go on sale, and all that good stuff. So definitely stick around next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Have you guys heard of Mike Tyson's one-man show?
Oh, this, please tell me this is an April Fool's joke.
It is not an April Fool's joke. What do you mean, please tell? Are you kidding?
But because, how could he possibly
because he can barely hold a conversation. He's so painfully shy. It would be,
awesome.
It would be cringeworthy to see him on a stage trying to command an audience.
He's going to do it for a week, beginning for a week at the MGM Grand, which, of course, is where he fought Evander Holyfield and bit his ear, that famous venue. So apparently he's going to be telling his life story. He's going to be showing video of, like, of him going to prison and stuff. We should talk to him. Let's talk to Mike Tyson. You want to?
I'm happy to talk to Mr. Tyson, but I do not have good feelings about this at all. Iron Mike, you on the phone with us?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you guys?
We're good, thank you.
Great.
I have great feelings about this, and I think it's going to be a fantastic show. My name is Kevin. Bean thinks that it's going to be a complete disaster.
Well, it's just that I feel bad. I'll feel bad for you because
I feel bad for me? It's going to be great. I'll have my own show. I get to talk about everything that happened in my life.
You are not best as a public speaker, Mike.
That's where people are wrong. They always say that about me, and it makes me feel inferior when they do that.
The cheap ticket is $100. Tickets go all the way up to $500.
That's right, $500.
$500, yeah, at the Hollywood Theater inside the MGM Grand Resort and Casino. What makes your show worth that much money?
Well, everyone I talk to always questioned about my life, what happened, like how'd you get raised to be so, you know, brutal with your sport of boxing.
Right.
And about my trainer, Castiamato, and Don King, and my marriages and everything.
You're going to talk about all that?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm saying I'm getting naked on stage.
You're getting naked on stage?
Emotionally naked on stage.
Oh, I see.
If I got actually naked on stage, the people in the $500 seats would have their eyes poked out.
Nobody
all
wants
them?
That.
Right.
Yes, they would. All of them, yes. So I get a chance to tell my side of the story to everybody, and there'll be videos and other things, and it'll be very fascinating, and everyone will be loquacious.
Everyone will be loquacious. Yes. You won't be loquacious?
I will, too. Everyone all will.
You all will. Okay.
All of us, yes.
So is this something you have written and now you are furiously trying to memorize? Is that what's going on?
Yes, I wrote it myself along with the help of some of my pigeons.
You wrote it with the help of your pigeons?
My pigeons are very, very articulate.
I saw a 60 Minutes piece with you and how important your pigeons are.
Yes.
And it's the only thing in the world you love.
Pigeons are great. They're very loyal, and they're very intelligent, and they help me edit this down.
They help you write it. How does that work exactly?
Well, I put up the script down, and then they take poops on it. And any place where they pooped, I figured that's where they want me to take something out, so I just cut that out.
Well, that just doesn't seem like the best way to make those kinds of decisions. It's kind of random where they poop.
Maybe
they're birds.
Maybe they're just pooping, Mike.
I want everyone to know that comes to the show, however, that they'll also be interactive. So if you want to interact with me, you'll have a chance at the show.
Doing like
every,
what?
Every night, I will pull a man up out of the audience, and I will bite his ear off.
What?
And I will pick a woman out and sexually assault her.
Oh, no.
Mike, so they get the true Mike Tyson experience.
Well, that's a terrible idea.
I'm just kidding, guys.
Okay, good.
The only people who will be raped at that show are the ones who pay $500 for tickets.
Because your show's going to blow. I know. I got you. All right. Thank you, Mike. All right. There you go.
Okay.
The Mike Tyson one-man show.
Line
See,
up now.
I told you I was worried about it. This is very exciting. We got a lot of stuff going on today. Not only the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta announcement next hour, but this Saturday night at April Foolishness, the Gibson Amphitheater, we are completely sold out, and we have the best night of comedy you will find on stage anywhere in these United States. And it's happening Saturday. We have a section up front where they put the seats in the pit called the We're Better Than You section. So we're going to debut a new game called The Better Battle. And we're looking for contestants right now at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to name two things. You have to tell us which one is better than the other one.
Now, how are we deciding which one is better than the other one?
Oh, you'll know.
Okay.
If I were to say to you, Lucky Charms and Grape Nuts, Kevin, would you have any trouble knowing which one is better?
Yeah, Lucky Charms.
I mean, you're a human who lives in the world,
right?
All right.
Okay.
So 1-800-520-1067. Tickets up close for the We're Better Than You section of the sold-out Kevin and Bean April Foolishness 2012. You also get to the VIP reception with us, Kevin and Bean. You get a limited edition We're Better Than You t-shirt. You also get VIP parking. So this is, I mean, this is the way to see the show in style, right?
That's right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll play the game.
The We're Better Than You section is up close and personal at the sold-out Kevin and Bean April Foolishness 2012 this Saturday night at the Gibson Amphitheater. You know, we haven't mentioned it much because the on-sale was a few weeks ago, but Felipe Esparza, Brad Williams, Tim Minchin, Eddie Ift, Jim Jefferies, Bob Saget, Larry King, Jay Moore, Eddie Izzard, all on one stage on one night. And you also get the VIP passes, you get the party before the show, you get the t-shirt, you get the whole deal. This is our new game. It's called The Better Battle.
Better Battle. Win tickets to April Foolishness. Better battle. Guess which one's better than all the rest. Put your skills to the test. Better battle.
Omar needs some sleep. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is not doing him any favors. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, let's play the game. Who's our first contestant?
Our first contestant is Hector. Hello, Hector.
How you doing?
Very good.
All right, Hector, good luck. I'm going to name two things. One is obviously better than the other. You just have to tell us which is better, and you win the better battle. You go into the
better battle.
You will win the drawing or get into the drawing to find out who wins the tickets. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Megan Fox or Mother Teresa?
Megan Fox.
Yeah. See, right. Again, that's what I'm saying. It's so obvious. Simple. It's so easy that you can't go wrong with
all
it.
Right.
Thank you. All right. You are in the drawing. Well done.
Let's go to Leonard. Hi, Leonard.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good morning.
Very good.
Good morning.
All right, Leonard, listen up. Jimmy Carter or Disney's John Carter?
Jimmy Carter.
Yes. As a matter of fact, one is a president who builds homes for the homeless, and the other is a terrible Disney movie. Yes, you're absolutely right. Congratulations. See, this is easy, right?
Yep.
Sure. Let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, Steve, listen up. This one might be tough for some people, but I have confidence in you. Reggae or dubstep? Reggae or dubstep?
You know what? Reggae.
I'm with
yes,
you.
Yes, reggae. They're both completely insufferable, but you can tolerate them if you're stoned for like 3 minutes at a time. So reggae is definitely better than dubstep. Nice job. Well done.
All right. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy is looking forward to Jay Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Three for three so far.
Yeah.
All right. Let's make it a little bit tougher. Pandas or wolves?
Oh, pandas.
No, I'm sorry. Not this time. It's wolves are better than pandas.
Wait, who's
no,
what?
No, you guys are wrong.
What?
Nope. And I'll tell you why. Because pandas are cute, but pandas can barely stay alive. They're almost extinct. They need exact temperatures and exact food. Wolves can survive anything. And I'll also say this as additional information. You put a wolf in with a panda, the wolf is going to win. I'm sorry.
That doesn't make it better.
Didn't you guys just see that video of the panda all over YouTube peeing on everybody?
I'm not saying they're not cute. I'm saying they're not better. I'm sorry. You lose.
This is Beans coming rough up with these answers. Game. I apologize, sir.
Nice try. Appreciate you trying.
All right. Let's go to Fernando. Hi, Fernando.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, Fernando.
All right, Fernando. Hello. Ooh. chronic erectile dysfunction or having two toes amputated, which is better?
Having two toes amputated.
Yes,
that's
again,
correct.
You are correct.
That
well
is
done.
Correct. Yes. Better battle.
How many more contestants do we have time for here?
We have time for a few more. Let's go to Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly's excited for Larry King.
Who isn't?
We're all excited for Larry King. How do you think he's going to go over, Kelly? I know you're excited about it, but do you think he's going to win over the room?
Well, I think it's going to be kind of like a train wreck. That's what I'm looking forward to. I don't know. I can't picture him being funny.
I got
to
tell you,
we
booked him, and we've heard good things about his stand-up, but we're all worried slash excited as well to see what's going to happen.
I don't want a train wreck. I don't want to be feeling bad for an old man out on stage. I really don't. I want him to kill. I want him to be great.
I'm
going to
start throwing stuff from the audience. I'll be the first one.
All right, Kelly, listen up. Pecan pie or chocolate cake?
Ooh. Wow. God, my two favorite things in the world.
Huh? You're talking to a girl that loves both of those.
Yeah.
Well, one is obviously better than the other.
One is obviously better? Wow. Oh, man. Like the last one. This is a tough one. All the other ones were so easy. We'll go with chocolate cake.
Yes, chocolate cake is the correct answer. Well done, Kelly. You are in.
Nicely done.
All right, let's do two more.
All right, two more. We have Casey.
Hi.
Hey, Casey. All right, listen up. One is better than the other. It's the better battle. We're playing for April.
Am I supposed to play that every time you say it?
I don't think every single time. No.
Okay.
The Talking Heads or The Walking Dead?
The Walking Dead.
No question.
That's absolutely correct.
No question. Look, the heads are fine, but seriously, we've already forgotten them. The Walking Dead's going to be with us forever. All right, we got time for one more.
Jasmine is on the line. Hi, Jasmine. Excited to see Bob Saget.
Yes.
All Jasmines are hot, so I'm just excited in general. All right. 1 week of jury duty or one beer mug interview?
One beer mug interview.
No!
What?
I'm sorry. Well, have you heard the beer mug interviews?
Yes, they're the
one
best.
1 week of anything would be better than one beer mug
what?
Interview. I'm so sorry. Nice try.
Sorry, Jasmine.
I got to disagree with my friend Dean on two of those.
Well, you could write your own better battle for later in the week. In fact, I think that might be a fun way to get it.
All right, who's our winner? Who's going to be backstage with us for the party? Who gets the t-shirt? Who gets the VIP parking? Who gets up close to see all the show?
Our lucky winner is Casey.
Casey. Yay! Casey, congratulations.
Yes.
You win.
Woo! Woo! Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll see you.
Next hour here on the program, two great things for you. One is our friends in Pennywise are going to be by, world premiering a brand new song for you. Also, we've got details on the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. Everything you need to know, who's playing and when and how much and when tickets go on sale and all the good stuff. And you know that is always an instant sellout. So that'll be next hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We've never got more emails on a viral video than this one. People saying, you have to talk about this, you have to talk about this. Have you seen this? You have to talk about this. Have you seen this? And it's the dude that's sitting in the back of the police car singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Because they pulled him over for drunk driving, and he's trying to prove to the cop that he's not drunk.
Right.
This is how the tape, and by the way, we put up the video this morning, and it's already been taken down. I guess EMI.
Are you kidding?
Not kidding.
They're like, oh, no, that's our song?
We're afraid people are going to buy this instead of our version.
Oh, my God.
So
a song, by the way, that they have been selling consistently since 1975. And now all of a sudden they think they won't sell it anymore because we see this black guy from a police dash cam singing a song.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But they're trying to pull it down. And so we're trying to find other sites that we can put it up. But
They just found a new version. It is up at KRX.com right now.
All right.
They did find one that hasn't been flagged yet. So if you go quickly, you can see it in addition to hearing the audio that we're going to play for you right now.
So he's in the back of the car and he's trying to convince the officers that he has not been drinking.
I have done nothing wrong. And even the situation where you grabbed me has nothing to do with having been sort of intoxicated, as you proclaim.
Yeah, I don't know that anyone's going to say sort of intoxicated. If you're going to say sort of intoxicated, that's a guy saying he's drunk.
Right.
And then he has a talk, and then he goes into the song.
But it doesn't even matter. What it has to do with brotherhood of men on the planet Earth.
All right, here we go.
Is this the real life? Is this just fancy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
All right, now you'd think at that point, he's done, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you go into more talking?
Sure.
He sings the whole song. And the song is, how long, Bean? You would know.
About 6 minutes.
6 minutes long. He's in the back of the police car. And he sticks with it.
Open your minds,
look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
By the way, the cops are doing the right thing by not interrupting. Hey, stop, stop. Hey, stop. Sir, stop now, singing. Stop singing.
Do you think this is him just trying to prove, how could I be drunk if I remembered all the words to this song?
I think.
Do you think that's what he's doing, or do you think he's just so drunk that he's entertaining himself with a private concert?
I don't know. That's a good question.
He seems awfully happy.
He's way too happy. And when you look at him, you've never seen anyone less worried and more happy in the back seat of a police car, ever.
Because it's easy come, easy go, little high, little low, anywhere the wind blows doesn't really matter to me, to me.
All right, here we go.
Bum, bum, bum,
bum, sing it if you know it.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum,
mama. Just kill the man. Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Please make it stop.
And you know what's funny about this? When you say please make it stop, because you're just listening to it, when you're watching it, you can't stop. You get to this point and you just think, is he going to keep going? Is that possible?
And how does he? Who knows? Look, I've heard that song as much as the next guy. There's no way that I could sit down and sing that song to you a cappella from memory.
No. Yeah, me either.
It's got too many lyrics.
I wish the cops had joined
Mama,
in.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Life had just begun.
I'm going to fast forward, fast forward, fast forward. About a minute, minute and a half.
Time has come. Send shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time.
He's feeling it.
Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta leave all behind and face the truth.
All right, fast forward, fast forward, fast forward.
Again, you can go to kevinme.com or krock.com. You can see this video right now. It is magic to watch this dude. Do you think he sounds great? He's like one of those American Idol contestants who hears magic in his head.
Yes.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango? Thunderbolts of lightning, very, very frightening. Galileo, Figaro, Montefico. I'm just a poor boy. Nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy,
sparing his life from his monster.
How did the cops not turn around and say, shut up?
They're mesmerized.
I don't know, but maybe they are. Maybe as he kept going, they just kept going. The same thing that you're thinking is, I wouldn't know those words if I were sober.
How far can he go? How long can he do this?
Right.
Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go? Bespila, no, we will not let you go. Let me go. We will not let you go. Let me go. We will not let you go. Never, 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 never let me go. Oh, oh, oh. No, 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 no. Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go.
He's going for it.
And he keeps going and keeps going and sings the entire song.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for thee, for thee, for thee.
Nice.
Ouch.
No, he hit that one.
So you think you can stone me and spit in my eye?
More?
Nope, I'm done.
Can I fast forward a little?
I'm done.
Just a little.
I want to hear the tender conclusion of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Because nothing really matters. Anyone can see. Nothing really matters. No, nothing really matters.
Slow it down, man.
Nothing really matters. Even the RCMP.
Oh, nice. Woo! Run it around.
Do you have to cuff me? Physical violence is the least of my priorities.
Zero for effort.
Mm-hmm.
Zero for style.
Oh, I give them
zero for star quality.
Come on.
And you know what?
on being generous.
I'd give him a 10 for trying.
Yeah.
Come on. He did the whole 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52, a half hour away from details of the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E Fiesta.
Wow. Kevin speaking some Spanish there. Very impressive.
Yeah.
Close my eyes. I feel like I'm in Mexico,
earlier this
man.
Morning, you could barely speak the English part.
That's all the
He's
time.
He's warmed up now. Plus, even before we get to that announcement, we're going to talk the college basketball championship game tonight, Kansas versus Kentucky. We've got a CBS Sports College Basketball Insider to join us with what to look for in the game tonight. Ralph is here now. Time for the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
A little quick bookkeeping before we get to the showbiz news. For the better battle.
Yes.
Yes.
Erectile dysfunction versus having two toes chopped off?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Having two toes chopped off is better. That's what I thought I heard on this radio program.
That's right. Yes. What you heard.
So
it was
a
chronic erectile dysfunction, by the way.
A problem that can easily be treated with a pill that you can take, or lose two toes.
Lose two toes, right. Better.
Is there a pill you can take that will grow your toes back?
You don't really need all your toes.
I do. I need every one of them. I've grown very attached to all 10 of my toes.
There was that one, and there was the wolf one. I'm writing a letter over here to somebody important.
We have to talk to the commissioner. Yeah, we got to talk to the commissioner because these plays should be overruled.
Look, once the game is over, though, you can no longer appeal.
But there should be a new law in place for the game that every one of these has to be reviewed upstairs with the slow motion instant replay.
That's true.
Because it's costing. It's costing people lives. That's all I'm saying.
I look forward to Kevin's better battle tomorrow. Ralph's better battle on Wednesday to give away these tickets.
And even more important, just because the guy's in the back of a police car, why's it got to be black, Bean? That's what I don't know. Why does
black.
The guy singing the Bohemian Rhapsody song
he was black.
Have to be black? Just because he's incarcerated, just because he's in the back of a patrol car, he's got to be a black guy?
I apologize if it sounded like that.
Sounded like that to me.
Sounded like. That's what you said, sir. Let's go to the tape. Shall we go to the tape and hear what he said?
Do we have the tape?
Yeah, we do.
A song, by the way, that they have been selling consistently since 1975, and now all of a sudden they think they won't sell it anymore because we see this black guy from a police dash cam singing a song?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh!
Yeah, that was my error. I mean, like I told the guys when you weren't in the room, if that's what I said, that's not what I meant. In my mind, I was thinking because that guy is singing that song. I never thought he was black.
Then why'd you say this black guy?
I can't. I misspoke.
I'm calling for your immediate dismissal. I don't know about anybody else, but I think this also should be looked in as well.
I do know he was with some nappy headed hoes. I do know that. Actually,
come on now.
I'm just joking. Commissioner is going to be very busy today.
He is.
Yes, apparently, he's got to have a lot of work after today's show.
Poor commissioner.
Here we go. It's on. Race war.
No, I don't think we're
race
calling for
on,
that.
Everybody.
I don't think
it's
that's
going down.
No,
it's going down.
I don't think that was the point at all. We were making. Mm. We're not.
I apologize
for that.
To the drunk, probably white, maybe Asian. I don't know. I can't even get a good look at him on the police.
Absolutely white.
Camp.
He's.
I didn't see.
Trailer
him.
Trash white.
He's completely
okay,
white.
I apologize to him then.
Why apologize to him? Apologize to the black people.
Because I missed
you. Said there was a black guy behind him in the car.
The bad point
isn't that he was black or white. The part was you assumed he was black.
What I'm saying is I didn't assume he was black. I misspoke, and I apologize in any way if I mischaracterized in a way that offended anyone. All right?
Cool? I'll have to think about it before I accept your apology.
Boys? Especially you sluts listening.
Wait, what?
Just digging a bigger hole. Congratulations to the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA. We are now one!
Woo! Woo!
We have come together. We put aside our differences to join into one super pack of unemployed talent.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
The best.
I don't know if you saw the results. They were released on Friday, but the Screen Actors Guild and the members of AFTRA both voted on whether to merge their unions or not, and it was an overwhelming yes. 82% of SAG and 86% of AFTRA voters said we should become one superpower, and that is now the case.
So. And is that so that they have more negotiating?
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're not negotiating against each other for deals.
As well as trying to take on the producers. This way they will come together in one united front and hopefully get a better deal for everybody involved. Okay. There was a very contentious battle going on between people who didn't want people to vote yes or no. And a lot of
they were calling me at home before I sent in my ballot. Did you guys get that call?
I did not get the
robocall.
Why
haven't you sent in your ballot yet? This was a real person.
Oh, really?
Called me. Yeah.
Well, why didn't you send your ballot?
Well, I did, but
I didn't get a ballot or a call.
Apparently not, because you probably haven't paid your dues, is my guess. But
I do not remember.
That's probably it.
Yeah. Are you SAG and AFTRA being?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How are you SAG?
He did a movie.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Project X, I think. I had to join again for Project X.
I don't do any paperwork.
I know, and you guys were in my union, I would have voted no.
Oh, how dare you?
I would have voted to disband the union. It's obviously not working. We're not keeping out the riff nor the wrath, I would have said. While we're talking about acting being a pretty cool gig, Armie Hammer, who is the Lone Ranger, and of course he was also in Social Network playing twins, he is one of the first people I've heard interviewed that talks about how great it is to be a movie star. He couldn't be more happy that he's got the job that he has. He says you get to visit amazing places all over the world, and the coolest part for him is you get to acquire new skills. He had to learn sword fighting for this Snow White movie that he's doing, the Mirror Mirror. And now he's taking horseback and lassoing lessons for the Lone Ranger.
Wow. Just cool. In case that ever comes into play.
Well, as the Lone Ranger, it might come into play. You might have to ride a horse and throw a lasso.
I know, but I'm saying he's saying like it would help him in his
life. Well, you got that. No one can take that away from you. Once you learn something, Kevin, no one can ever take it away from you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I bet you don't. That whole learning thing. It's overrated. The actress who played Laurie Forman on That 70s Show, she was Eric's older sister on that show, if you remember. She has a bit of a temper.
Yeah.
She got popped on felony charges of corporal injury upon a spouse this weekend.
What's corporal injury? What is that?
She beat the crap out of her husband. Huh. Yeah, that poor bastard. Not only did he get his ass kicked, but he's got to tell his friends that his wife roughed him up.
Yeah. Have you seen her mugshot, though?
Yeah, Ralph? She's not aging Ralph. Well. She's not doing too good. Looks like she may be on the goofballs or something, too.
Yeah. Are there still goofballs?
Oh, sure, yeah. She's still in custody and is being held on $50,000 bail, so she's hoping for a lot of reruns of That 70s Show coming up this week. If some station could just run them all rapidly, one after another, it would sure,
a marathon.
Sure help her out. And Fergie celebrated her 37th birthday in Vegas this weekend, clubbing with Neo and Michael Jordan.
What?
A strange combo. Fergie and Neo and Michael Jordan. She was at a club in Vegas, and apparently she even helped out the DJ by doing shout-outs from the stage, where promptly she peed herself.
I don't think that's true.
Her husband, Josh Duhamel, treated her to a pair of black diamond earrings to mark the occasion.
Wow. Never heard of that.
Why the earrings got to be black?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to ask Bean. Why, does that make them good or bad, Bean? You tell us.
I think they were just Canadian. They weren't black.
You're a racial expert.
Fergie, you're a fugly bitch.
Oh, come on. It's Monday morning. It means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. The Hunger Games did very well for itself, as you can imagine. It dropped 60% of its box office draw since its opening weekend. It still made $61 million.
That's crazy.
Wrath of
Lisa, how was it?
I loved it. I thought it was great. Yeah.
The Wrath of the Titans came in at number 2 with $34 million. Then Mirror Mirror, the Snow White movie, was $19 million. 21 Jump Street and Dr. Seuss's The Lorax rounded out the top 5. John Carter made $2 million, made it number 6. Salmon Fishing in Yemen made was 7th.
Not even a movie.
How have I not seen that yet?
$1.3 million made it number 7. Act of Valor, 1,000 Words, and Journey 2, The Mysterious Island, came in at number 10. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Christopher Maloney from Law & Order SVU, 51 years old today. Actor Clark Gregg, who's in the new Avengers movie, as well as the old Adventures of New Christine, or vice versa, is 50. Rodney King is 47 years old today. Guitarist Greg Camp of Smash Mouth turns 45. Tony Fredinelli from Third Eye Blind, he's the guitarist for that band, is 43. Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami is 37. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, details on the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E Fiesta.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. I do feel, and then Pennywise will be here with their world premiere of their brand new song. I do feel kind of bad for you tonight, Kevin, because I know that you are torn, because I know it's the best night of the year for you, but also the worst night of the year for you.
Yes, both.
Best night because it's, you know, college basketball's national championship. Worst night because your least favorite song of all time will be on your TV tonight.
Oh.
Hate for the dead Luther Vandross. What's up with you?
Because this song is written like at a second grade level. The ball is thrown up, and then someone grabs it, and then they throw it down the court, and they shooting start.
It's a tradition, though.
It sucks. It was written by a second grader, for God's sakes. What a piece of crap.
Dare you.
And I love the sports montage. I love it. Any kind of, you got to pick the right music, though, and this is
but
not the right
to
the
Luther Vandross song. That's what you're saying. Let's find out what John Rothstein thinks. He is with CBS Sports, of course, and is the college basketball insider who talks to us from New Orleans, which is the site of the college championship game tonight. Hey, John, how are you, man?
Glad to be with you.
What's the consensus on the CBS Sports team about having to hear one shining moment tonight at the end of the game?
There are certain things annually that we expect. Fireworks on the 4th of July, traffic, the airport on Christmas Eve, and one shining moment on the last day of the college basketball season. It's part of tradition, guys. Yeah. I mean, let's go. I mean, I know things are a little behind the eight ball in L.A., but I mean, I figured you guys would know the protocol.
Well, we know the protocol. We've seen it year after year after year after year after year after year.
Kevin's had about it up to here for that song. All right, let's take a look at tonight. I was kind of rooting for Kentucky because they're such a fun team to watch, but now I'm afraid they're going to burn down the whole state if they win this thing tonight. Should that be a concern?
Well, I think it's a legitimate concern when you have the most passionate fan base in sports, but I really felt that, you know, Ohio State had a better chance of beating Kentucky than Kansas did, and I don't really look at tonight as being a national championship game. I look at it being a coronation of a terrific, terrific Kentucky team that is pound for pound the best defensive team that John Calipari has ever had. Better than the Memphis team he had in 2008. Better than the UMass team he had in 1996. Wow. So John Calipari is only missing one thing from his storied career, and that's a national championship. And now, by the close of tonight in New Orleans, I think he'll have just that.
Now, you're the coach of Kansas, Bill Self, and you know that everyone is saying this. What is it that you could possibly tell your team to try and get that wild upset?
Well, there's a number of things you have to do to have requisites to beat Kentucky. The first thing is you have to be able to score away from the basket because of the presence of Anthony Davis. He doesn't allow you to get points at the rim. So you're going to need to see Kansas have a really, really good 40-minute stretch of shooting the basketball. The problem is Tyshawn Taylor has not made a three-point shot in the NCAA tournament, and Kansas's two other wings, Travis Rutherford and Elijah Johnson, will be guarded at the max by Kentucky's perimeter. And one of the more underrated things about John Calipari's teams is how his teams get in you on the perimeter. The second thing you need to do against Kentucky is find a way to try and get low post opportunities against Anthony Davis. The only true low post scorer Kansas has is Thomas Robinson, who's a terrific, terrific player, but he has had issues, as we saw the first time these two teams played, at scoring against longer, taller defenders. I don't really see how T-Rob is going to be able to get his low post game going over Anthony Davis. I really don't see a way that Kentucky can lose
the
game.
No way, huh? Wow.
That's going to be a quote that will come back to haunt you in about 15 hours, right?
Well, you know, the more you know about this stuff, the worse you do. I mean, I had Missouri cutting the nets down, so go figure.
Exactly. When you've got a guy like Anthony Davis who just swats at everything, what is he? He's like 6'10 or something like that, right?
6'10, you know, the wingspan over 7'4. I think the biggest thing, guys, that we're seeing with Anthony Davis is he can dominate a game without touching the basketball. And what I mean by that is he allows the perimeter defenders in front of him to put more pressure on the basketball because they have a security blanket behind them. And then also, despite the fact that he is able to stay on the floor without fouling, despite the fact that he's able to negate so many opportunities at the rim, it's not just shots blocked with Anthony Davis. It's shots altered because he changes the mindset of an offensive player in terms of thinking of attacking the rim just by standing in the middle of the paint.
Yeah, that's a great point. And my question was going to be, do you just essentially give up on going for rebounds if you miss?
No, I mean, I think the one thing we saw Louisville do was win 50-50 balls against Kentucky. I mean, Kentucky, for the majority of the season, had been the tougher team versus anybody they faced, but I really didn't see that against Louisville. I thought Louisville outwilled Kentucky. I thought they really outplayed them, but I just thought Kentucky had a little bit too much firepower down the stretch. And, you know, Kentucky really, since the Iowa State game, has not had a dominant effort on both sides of the floor. Now, Indiana, they were terrific in the sense that they really scored the basketball, but they didn't play vintage Kentucky defense, and part of that was because Indiana was so good offensively. But I think it's been a buildup for them to put together their best 40 minutes, and I firmly believe that's what we're going to see tonight.
National title game tonight in New Orleans, Kentucky versus Kansas. Tip-off is at 6:23 on CBS. John, what are you doing during the game? I'm amazed that you have time to tweet while you're actually watching the game. But what else are you going to be doing actually during the game tonight?
Well, we've got a lot of coverage on the CBS Sports Network. We are going to have a long, long pregame show, which is from 5 to 8 local time in New Orleans. If my math is correct, that's from 3 to 6 L.A. time and then 6 to 9 Eastern time. And then we'll be on after the game recapping everything. And, again, we're going to not just look ahead to tonight's game. We're going to look ahead to next season, talk about some potential things. And I've also got to keep an eye on my top 25 for next year. I've been working on that the last couple of days. So college basketball, a lot of people might think ends in April, but the truth is it goes from preseason to season to recruiting season. There's always time to prognosticate and forecast, man. We're just, you know,
it's year-round.
Excited about the prospects of, you know, the Southern California region. I mean, you guys want to talk San Diego State and UCLA, we can get into it. It's never too early.
You can follow John on the Twitter at John Rothstein and CBSSports.com for all information about the championship game tonight. John, thanks for coming on, man. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The 20th annual Kerrock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. Details are here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hit it, Steve. Music
team. Isn't we supposed to be having a fiesta?
The 20th annual Kerrock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. Saturday, Cinco de Mayo, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Hi, this is Chris, the singer from the band Coldplay.
Hello, my name is Brandon. We're from the band Incubus.
Hey, it's Dexter from The Offspring, and you'll see us at the KROQ Weenie Roast.
With a thousand lives in a good day's skies, nothing's free.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Hi, this is Brandon Bear from Silvers and Pickups. Who?
Pennywise.
What about amigos? It's Tom DeLonge from Angels and Airwaves, and we'll see you at the K-Rock Weenie Roast.
Dirty Heads. Garbage.
I'm only happy when it rains.
And
Annihilation.
Group Love. Monsters and Men. Walk the Moon.
The 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta. Exclusive K-Rock street team on sale Thursday at noon. Details at krock.com.
K-Rock. The 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta is presented by Farmer John. Taste the local flavor.
Come on!
Yes!
That's the most interesting lineup in the world, as I hear that guy read it at the end there. It goes by kind of fast. There are an awful lot of groups, but Coldplay, ladies and gentlemen, playing the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta on Cinco de Mayo. Is there a better day to have the Weenie Roast than on freaking Cinco de Mayo?
I don't think so. We usually have it about a month later. We usually have it in early June. Mm-hmm. But we decided this year Cinco de Mayo is the day, and Coldplay is the band that's going to be headlining, and that's going to be fantastic. So
cool. Incubus is going to be there, which we're very excited about. You remember they had to pull out of Acoustic Christmas at the last minute for us last year, and we got Brandon on the phone, and we said, all right, dude, we'll let you off the hook this time because I know everybody's sick. But seriously, we're telling you right now, you got to play the Weenie Roast. He's like, all right, I'll play the Weenie Roast. So Incubus is coming through. The Offspring, which I could not be more excited about. First of all, there's no better band on a nice, sunny, sunshiny Southern California day than The Offspring. And they got the new record done, so maybe we get a peek at some of that new music. Silver Sun Pickups are going to be playing. Pennywise, who are going to be joining us here in studio on the Kevin and Bean Show to world premiere their new song in about 10 minutes. Angels at Airwaves, who are great live. The Dirty Heads, great live. And how about one of your favorite bands of all time coming back this time, Kevin?
Garbage!
I know!
How about Garbage?
So cool.
Finally!
Jeez.
Yeah, it's been years since they had a record. And the new music I've heard is fantastic. I'm so excited about that. And
she's then we got a great lead singer, too.
She sure is. She sure is. And then we got, as usual, some up-and-coming bands that you are going to want to see live before they go on to big things. AWOL Nation is one, Group Love another, of Monsters and Men, and Walk the Moon. All terrific acts, and they're all on the bill for the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. It's going to be on Saturday, the 5th of May, Cinco de de Mayo at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. And as we do, tickets go on sale to K-Rock Street Team members first, and that is going to be Thursday at noon. It is free to sign up for the Street Team. It only takes a minute, and then you get the password so that when tickets go on sale, you're able to buy them yourself.
So go to krock.com right now. You can sign up. You'll get the password. You'll be able to buy tickets this Thursday at noon, this Thursday at noon, this Thursday at noon, for Cinco de Mayo. And we're going to world premiere that brand new song from Pennywise called Let Us Hear Your Voice, coming up next. We've got Pennywise in the studio.
Woo! Yes, we do. That is their brand new song. It is called Let Us Hear Your Voice, world premiered just now on K-Rock. The album is going to be called All or Nothing, and it is available on May the 1st. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Tired.
Well, this is a terrible, ridiculous time of day for you guys. Let's be honest.
It is.
We're turning you upside down.
This is bedtime.
Well, a lot of people have been eager to hear from you guys, from Pennywise, because so much has happened since the last record came out. Give me the state of Pennywise right now. Everybody's cool. Everybody's in. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy at this moment in time.
Fantastic.
At this moment in time versus 5 minutes ago or 5 minutes from now.
Yes,
we were very happy in the studio. It was a very difficult time, but right now we're happy because it's all done. It's all good now.
Was it a difficult process?
It's like getting a root canal with Fletcher Draghi every day with Novocaine every day and drinking cold water on top of it.
That's rough.
Yeah, Zoli's he's just an outstanding human being to be around.
Fletcher's an awesome stepdad. I'm the redheaded stepchild, and Fletcher is an awesome stepdad.
Zoli, I have to ask, what's it like stepping in front of the microphone as the lead singer for one of the most legendary Southern California bands of all time? I mean, you've really got a lot of pressure to live up to the history of the band. Isn't there?
Yeah, you know, I'm very appreciative and very thankful for the opportunities that I got to do with these guys. And I actually called Jim before this happened and asked him for his blessing, and he gave it to me. Jim and I are good friends, and I just did the best I possibly could, and let the results happen, which way they're going to happen. I guess it turned out pretty good. But it's we call Fletcher your daddy because he tries to mold you and crush you down like a small tin can.
Does he beat you if you get out of line?
Gnarly. It's horrific. I got
only with acoustic guitars. They're pretty soft.
They are pretty
soft.
I got
so many more issues now. Yeah, he didn't like what Randy was playing on studio, so he broke acoustic guitar on his shoulder. And then when I was playing something in the back of the tour,
he said I was acting like Zoli.
Yeah, he crushed acoustic guitar across my back.
Fletcher seems to be the one person that's right in the middle of every storm.
Everybody's business. Yeah, is what we call it. Yeah.
Was there ever?
I'm not a control freak at all.
You're not at all.
Jim was totally wrong about that.
Yeah. Fletcher, was there ever a time where you thought it might be the end of Pennywise?
Never. Like we've already been through. We went through a lot of stuff. I mean, earlier in our career, Jim was out of the band for a while. No one really knows about it, but we moved on. And then when Jason passed away, that would have been the main reason to quit the band. But basically, the whole thing about Pennywise was before we even played one note, Jason and I sat down and thought about what the band was going to be about, what we were going to do. And it was just going to be about never giving up, never giving in. Whatever obstacles get thrown in front of you in life, you just knock them down and keep going. So
this is just another step.
Basically, when Jim called to quit the band, it was like 5 minutes later we were making calls to other singers. Zoli, unfortunately, was one of those calls.
Yeah, it's too bad.
The end of Pennywise is when Fletcher gets attacked and killed finally by that elephant. And then, or when he gets tasered so many times, his little heart stops beating. So it's nothing to do with Jim or any of us.
We could go on hiatus if I go to prison for a little while, but yeah. I give him permission to get a stand-in.
I got
to
tell you, the last show that you guys, did you play at the acoustic or were you just there?
No, I was just there. Yeah. Drinking.
All I remember is Fletcher walked by me and with a drink in his hand, and this is all he said, and he probably doesn't even remember, but he looked me in the eye and he said, "It's on." And I was like, oh boy.
And now we can never go back there.
Yeah. I think they might lift that band on me eventually.
I hope they
lift
come the
under
band.
Disguise.
Well, look, they shouldn't have golf carts on the lot if they're not to be driven, right?
Good point.
They weren't golf carts, they were trams.
It was a tram.
Golf carts are for a ride.
Universal Studios.
I had a 3-car tram hooked. I started up originally, and everyone's like, no effing way, dude. Are you out of your mind? I'm like, I'll just take the single car. But they all got out anyways, except Chris Lisk, my wingman.
Did you give the tour on the microphone as you went?
I didn't. No. Nope. The microphone wasn't working. I was busy trying not to run over Jaws.
If you're just joining us here on the Kevin Dean Show, you are hearing the voices of the band Pennywise in studio. We just world premiered their brand new song called Let Us Hear Your Voice. And by the way, I don't know how this is going to go. But Pennywise is going to be playing live in about 20 minutes in the K-Rock Red Bull sound space.
You don't know how it's going to go.
We're all sober, so it's going to go really bad.
It's freaking 8 o'clock in the morning. Really Come bad. On. That is going to be streaming live at krock.com. You can watch a free live Pennywise concert 20 minutes from right now at krock.com in the Red Bull sound space, which is going to be fantastic. Let's talk about this new record a little bit. I mean, you kind of mentioned the principles of Pennywise is never giving up and fighting the man and all that stuff. I mean, is that kind of what the lyrics are about on this new record as well?
Yeah, it's pretty positive. It's called, you know, All or Nothing is the name of the album, and it's just about giving your all, you know, especially when times are rough, like when you're walking through a lot of hard times, you just keep on going, and that's pretty much what the album's about.
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything. I mean, we kind of went back to the old school, like philosophy of Jason was like social, you know, like self politics in a way. Like you can make the world a better place if you make yourself a better person, which is kind of
that's not your philosophy.
Yeah, well, no, it is. I'm actually pretty nice, like behind the scenes.
Really?
Who is this guy over here?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just ask Dr. Drew how nice you are.
Yeah,
Drew got a lap full of throw up, but it happens.
Yeah, it happens occasionally. I mean, he is a doctor.
He's
like, Randy's best line ever was like, I was like, hey, Dr. Drew threw me under the bus in Playboy. He said I was a sociopath, and Randy goes, well, he is a doctor. And we laughed for like 25 minutes straight. It's like, hey, you got a point there, but
he would know.
No, but it's definitely lyrically wise and just in general, it's like us coming out of a pretty tough situation.
It sounds great.
Thank you.
It sounds energetic and positive and like a lot of fun. You're the perfect band for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta.
Well, Cameron Webb did a great job, too.
Cameron Webb, our producer, yeah, he whipped us into shape. Yeah, Weenie Roast, awesome lineup. That's going to be
I think this
crazy.
Is the fourth time you guys have played the Weenie Roast, math correctly.
Yep.
And it's funny, by the way. Let me take you back to 1999 when you guys were on the bill at the Weenie Roast. Other groups that year included Limp Bizkit, Sugar Ray, Smash Mouth, and Orgy.
So in other words, where are they now?
In other words,
the lineup, where are they now lineup?
Hey, not that it was a bad lineup. Metallica also played with us that
awesome.
Year. The Red Hot Chili Peppers were on that year. Blink 182. So it was a great lineup. But it is interesting to see all these years later, Pennywise is still going strong and still playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast.
Everyone still loves Fred Durst. Nobody wants to talk about it, though. But Limp Bizkit's still a good band.
You couldn't
You're
be
so
more wrong.
Funny.
Come on.
You're so funny.
I'm serious. I like Fred.
You're not serious.
I'm eager to hear what they're going to do on Cash Money, but you know, because they got that new record deal. I'm curious to see what, I mean, I'll listen to anything to see if it's good. Like, I'm not going to, you know.
Right, but you don't expect it to be good.
I don't
and
expect
neither,
it to be
and
good.
Neither does Fletcher.
But if it is, you know, I'm fine with it.
I'm into it.
Coldplay, Incubus, The Offspring, Silver Sun, Pickups, Angels and Airwaves, The Dirty Heads, Garbage, AWOL Nation, Group Love of Monsters and Men, Walk the Moon, and of course our in-studio guest Pennywise are all going to be performing. The 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta is going to be on Cinco de Mayo this year. That's May 5th for you gringos at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Tickets are going on sale Thursday at noon. Details at krock.com. So you're going to walk down the hall, you're going to strap it on, and you're going to perform for us.
We're strap it on. It.
Yeah,
strap
easy. On. Hey, what are you talking about?
That was at your house last night.
That's going to be at the Red Bull Sound Space at KRock.com. You can watch it live starting at 8 o'clock, and the new Pennywise record is called All or Nothing, available May 1st. Congratulations, you guys. Welcome back. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Made an announcement just a few minutes ago. The 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta is Saturday, May 5th, starring Coldplay.
Yeah.
And Incubus and The Offspring and Silver Sun Pickups. We just talked to Pennywise. They're going to perform live at krock.com in
garbage.
About
garbage.
10
garbage.
Minutes.
Garbage.
Angels and Airwaves.
Garbage.
The Dirty Heads.
Garbage.
AWOL Nation.
Garbage.
Group Love.
Garbage.
Monsters and Men and garbage. Walk the Moon.
Garbage.
And Garbage.
Can't wait for Garbage.
Did I mention Garbage?
They're
so good,
I missed
right?
Garbage so much.
I did too. Got a new album coming out.
I know.
Love it. Pennywise has a new album coming out. It's good times. So it's.
I'm currently trying to conceal a massive erection.
Yes. I mean, it's a great lineup. That's what I'm saying. All the details at krock.com. Make sure you're a street team member so you can buy your tickets Thursday at noon. By the way, speaking of krock.com, which is where all this information is housed, you should go there in about 5 minutes or so. Kevin is going to be bringing Pennywise to the stage. They're going to be performing live in the Red Bull Sound Space this morning. That's kind of a nice way to start your week is a free Pennywise concert on your computer,
whoa,
right?
Whoa. We're asking what? Kevin to do two jobs at once.
How dare
He's
you?
He's just going to run down the hall and say, ladies and gentlemen, Pennywise.
Right, but what happens when he gets lost and can't find his way back to the studio? Then what do?
I am a multitasking genius.
What happens when someone hands him a bottle of Jack as he goes up on stage, then we lose him for the rest of the day?
There's a part of us outside, I'll forget on part of us.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. What's going on?
It is Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Once again, The Hunger Games at number one. Even though it dropped 60% in its ticket sales, it still made $61 million. That's nuts.
Yeah. That is crazy.
It's nuts money. It's the fifth fastest film ever to top $200 million.
I read an article, maybe Entertainment Weekly, recently here, Ralph, where they talked about all the movie studios that had the opportunity before Lionsgate, I guess they put it out, that passed on this thing. Look,
what?
We can't make kids killing kids into entertainment. Yeah. This book is impossible for us to make into. Maybe you can make a movie out of it, not a profitable one.
Look at that.
Wrong.
Yep, tough subject matter, but they managed to make it work.
I think it was William Goldman. William Goldman said, the only thing you can ever say about Hollywood that's true all the time is that nobody knows anything. So I think, once again, that fact has been proven to be the case. Number two at the box office this weekend was The Wrath of the Titans, $34 million. Mirror, Mirror, the new Snow White movie, was third. Then 21 Jump Street and Dr. Seuss's The Lorax. John Carter was sixth. Salmon Fishing in Yemen. Act of Valor, A Thousand Words, and Journey 2, The Mysterious Island, running at your top 10 at the box office this weekend. While we're still talking about movies, let's not forget that the Razzie Awards were handed out last night. These are the anti-Oscars. The Razzie Awards are the awards for the worst achievement in motion pictures. And for the first time in 32 years, one film swept the Razzies. Jack and Jill has the singular honor of being the only film ever in the awards history.
Won every award.
To win every category it was nominated for. Worst Picture, Jack and Jill. Worst Actor, Adam Sandler for Jack and Jill. And, by the way, he also got a mention for Just Go With It, so he's a double winner there. Worst Actress, Adam Sandler as Jill in Jack and Jill. Worst Supporting Actor, Al Pacino as Al Pacino in Jack and Jill. Worst Supporting Actress, David Spade as Monica, his twin sister, in Jack and Jill. Worst Screen Ensemble, the cast of Jack and Jill. Worst Director, Dennis Dugan, who directed not only Jack and Jill, but Just Go With It. Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel, Jack and Jill, which was a ripoff of Ed Wood's cross-dressing classic Glenn or Glenda. Worst Screen Couple, Adam Sandler and either Katie Holmes, Al Pacino, or Adam Sandler from Jack and Jill. Worst Screenplay, Jack and Jill, written by Steve Coren and Adam Sandler. So, congratulations.
Was he there, Ralph? Did he show up?
I do not see here in the story that he was in attendance. I'm assuming he wasn't. If he was, I'm sure it would have been the lead item in the story.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
So, congratulations to Jack and Jill. Sweep. Sweep of the Razzies.
I'm eventually trying to one day tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm ever going to get there, but I'm slowly letting pieces of myself out there, and then maybe by the time I'm 85, I'll look back and say, all right, that about summed it up.
Yeah, that's Adam Sandler talking about his desire in his, as a filmmaker, just to tell the truth, man.
These are some of the pieces of yourself that you should keep to yourself.
I believe he did tell the truth with Jack and Jill. The truth is your movies suck. Wow. More movie news. Bully, the documentary about kids being bullied in schools, opened in 5 theaters over the weekend. It did pretty good business, $23,000 per screen that it was on. Of course, the uproar over the MPAA's R rating for the film continues. But Deadline.com reports that various schools and churches have reached out to the Weinstein Company for a PG-13 version. If they're willing to pull out just some of the objectionable language, just do an edit of that, several schools and churches said they would love to show it to their students and or parishioners. So Weinstein Company currently taking that under advisement and maybe doing it after all. The problem is the director of the film said, look, it's important to have that language in there because people need to be shocked to hear what kids are saying to other kids. You know?
Right.
It is horrible and it's brutal to watch, but it's an important part of the film. So I don't know whether they'll be willing to cut it down or not. We'll have to wait and see.
If not, let's beat them up.
Come on now. Lindsay Lohan in the news again. It doesn't look like she took Judge Stephanie Sautner's advice to heart when the judge said stop with the nighttime activities. Because she threw a big party for about 50 of her closest friends at Chateau Marmont to say thank you for everyone's support during her legal troubles.
Now let's drink.
Word is alcohol was served, but she didn't drink, according to witnesses. They didn't see her drink. Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't drinking. She was in the bathroom a lot, but she was not drinking. I think maybe she had some sort of bladder infection.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Lindsay is going back to work for a stint on Glee before taking on the role of the late Elizabeth Taylor. So,
wasn't she outraged when Glee was poking fun at her in an earlier episode this season?
How dare they?
Joke about her. Yeah.
Talk about her in rehab. Unfair. She cried.
Oh, you'll pay me? Okay, I'll be
dangled a check in front of her. And she's like, I love Glee. You guys are the funniest. And I mentioned that Lindsay's going to be playing Elizabeth Taylor in a new TV movie. A gold cape that was worn by Elizabeth Taylor in a movie called Cleopatra was auctioned off this weekend. You know I love the Hollywood memorabilia auctions.
Yes, you do.
How much do you think this cape... She only wore in two scenes in the film. How much do you think the cape went for?
Wow, she was a huge movie star. It was a monster, monster successful movie.
Yeah, 10
grand. It's kind of an iconic prop.
Yeah.
$10,000?
$42?
$60,000 is what it sold for.
$60,000.
The woman who auctioned it off bought it at a costume shop. It was hanging on the rack in a costume shop.
How does she know that it was the real one?
Because it's got the studio label on the inside. It says Elizabeth Taylor and it says Cleopatra. It's got the date and everything. The studio's used to, on a regular basis, just sell off their costumes. Like at yard sales.
Just for nothing. I mean,
just for nothing. Just to clear out the room so they could store, you know, more stuff. And costume shops used to go there and buy up stuff in bulk and then, you know, rent it out for Halloween and things. So this is not an unusual story, but still, pretty good return on her investment. I think it's $60,000 back. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. I know they're here somewhere. Christopher Maloney. Yep. Here it is. Christopher Maloney, 51 years old today. Great actor. He's a scary dude. Remember Oz?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Scary in that. Clark Gregg from The New Adventures of Old Christine and the Avengers movies is 50 years old. Greg Camp, guitarist for Smash Mouth, turns 45. Rosalind Sanchez from Act of Valor is 39 years old. Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami is 37. And Michael Fassbender from Shame and Inglourious Bastards and the X-Men, 35 years old today. He's got a big unit.
Is that?
Oh,
I'm sorry, what?
He's got a big unit. Everyone who's seen Shame, he's fully frontally nude in Shame, keeps talking about the massive size of his unit. Including Charlize Theron.
Really?
Yeah. She was on the dais of a charity function that he was also on the dais of. And she started talking about how impressed she is by his unit.
Okay.
She said, I will work with it anytime. You're a talented actor. I like the fact that you chose to go big in Shame, where many other actors would go small. I know because I've worked with many of them, she says.
Oh, my God. Is it really that big?
Apparently it is, Doc. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
That is Incubus. All morning long, we are playing bands that we just announced are playing the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta, Saturday, May 5th. And Coldplay and Incubus, The Offspring, Silver Sun Pickups, Pennywise, Angels and Airwaves, The Dirty Heads, Garbage, AWOL Nation, Group Love of Monsters and Men, and Walk the Moon.
That is a great lineup.
It sure is. And by the way, how much fun is Incubus, and how great are those guys, and how entertaining are they on stage?
Oh, they're always amazing.
All of those things. Yeah. You can go to krock.com for all the details. Make sure you're a Street Team member. Tickets go on sale Thursday at noon. And speaking of Pennywise, Kevin just walked off the stage, bringing Pennywise on down the hall. They are at the K-Rock Red Bull Soundstage performing live right now. I'm not sure how long they're going, but I think it's going to be for a while. So if you want a free Pennywise concert at your desk this morning, head on over to krock.com.
That's not bad, right?
A lot of times we'll bring up a topic in the office of something that we might want to talk about on the air. And then usually if it doesn't get on the schedule after a couple of weeks, we just drop it because apparently there's not enough interest in it. For some reason, this one has been bumped a couple of times, I admit. But for some reason, Kevin refuses to let this one go. You have become obsessed with the survey that we talked about from the hotel chain Travelodge that came to the conclusion that 35% of adults and 25% of men, adults now, traveling with a stuffed animal. Sleep with a stuffed animal. Pack it in their bag, take it with them, sleep with it in the hotel.
I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Why does this trouble you so much that people are choosing a stuffed animal to sleep with if that's what makes them more comfortable?
Did you bring condoms with you?
I don't... 25% of adults, 1 in 4 men.
This is men.
Travel with a stuffed animal. I think the reason it bothers me, Bean, is because stuffed animals are, by their very nature, kids' toys, which they outgrow at about 6, maybe 7. Maybe they hold on to them till 7.
What guy in high school hasn't thrown away every stuffed toy anywhere near him? Like, they're just done with that. And you're the only person I personally know that does that. So I find that
1 in 4
really hard to believe.
That's BS.
Now, what kind of calls are we looking for here today? Do you just want other guys who sleep with stuffed animals to call up so that you can harass them as well?
Well, I don't think it would be interesting to take calls from people who don't travel with stuffed animals because it would we'd get those all day. Right? I mean,
20. Yeah, of course. That's most people. Right.
And it's more than 75%, by the way. It's about 99%. So. But, yeah, if you are an adult male and you travel with a stuffed animal, and the part of it that gets me is that, like, Bean can't sleep if he doesn't have it.
Yeah.
What do you travel with now? Is it the sock monkey?
Sock monkey for many, many years now. But that shouldn't be a surprise to you, because if I sleep with the sock monkey every night when I'm at home, and that's just my habit and that's what I'm used to.
Right. That's
well, certainly
me.
Just because I'm in another bed in another state doesn't mean I'm going to all of a sudden be able to sleep without the sock monkey, because that's what I'm used to.
I'm cute, though. Built good.
you sleep with a sock monkey at home is just as
you've got
creepy.
A wife and dogs.
Yeah.
Why do you need a sock monkey? It's How many people need to be in your bed?
Where does the sock monkey go when you and your wife are laying in bed? Where does the sock monkey go? Is it between you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, usually, you know, usually
does she
cradle,
have to fight it? Over the sock monkey to get to you?
She's not making any effort to get to me, for starters. Okay. You know that. But, yeah, I just, if I'm on my side, for instance, the sock monkey is just, you know, I'm cradling the sock monkey.
Oh, my God.
Listen to you.
But I've been sleeping with a sock monkey, and before that, a Curious George, and before that, Wicked the Ewok, for, you know, and before that, Tony the Tiger, my whole life. I've had, you know, I've had a stuffed animal I slept with. So at some point, if I had gotten rid of it, I guess eventually maybe I would have gotten used to it, but why? If it's something that doesn't hurt anybody and it's comfortable, it helps me be more comfortable and sleep better, why would I get rid of it?
It's the behavior of a 4-year-old.
Yeah, I used to bite my nails. It doesn't hurt anyone, right? It gave me comfort. But at one point, I said, in my teens, I need to stop this. I need to have more adult behaviors. Right. I'm going to stop biting my nails.
You know what, Bean? I used to poop my pants when I was a baby.
Doesn't hurt anyone.
Until you were 14, from what I recall the story being
If I still do it because it makes me feel good, why not?
You know, if you had me naked, I'd want more, right?
Here's what I'm saying. It's creepy.
It's not creepy.
It's
you're
creepy.
No, you're the one who's
attaching. Letters.
You're attaching the creepiness to it, not me. There's nothing creepy about what I'm doing. You're trying to turn it into Chris Hansen land, and it's not.
I'm in my 40s, but guarantee that I'm not some old guy wanting to perv a young boy.
But look, it doesn't affect anyone.
No,
but
it
me.
Doesn't.
It doesn't affect a single person.
No, we're
but
not
me.
Saying it does.
Then is that a yes?
Then what's? I mean. Why?
It's troubling.
That?
It's really troubling. Because
that's on you, then, dude.
Well, there's something. There's something.
It's not only me. Lisa's
wrong about that.
Lisa's
yeah,
troubled by it.
It's like you're unable to let go of some sort of childhood thing. Like,
do you still
you
suck
don't want
your
to
thumb?
Grow up?
No.
Because that would be crazy.
No.
Do you still suck your thumb?
What's
no.
Well?
It's the exact same thing. That's what you used to do when you were a baby and you needed to sleep. You would put your thumb in your mouth and suck it.
Would that seem weird to you if somebody else still sucked their thumb?
I think that would seem weird.
Call if you suck your thumb as well.
Let's talk to Aaron. He's on line 3. He's going to get us going at 1-800-520-1067. You're looking for adult males, Kevin,
yes.
who also sleep with a stuffed animal, and you want to know why.
Or suck their thumb. Either way.
Aaron, what's going on?
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, guys. When I was 8 years old, my parents gave me a stuffed bunny when they had my little sister, and I've kept it ever since, and she's now 22, and I am 29.
So okay. You still have the little bunny that your parents gave you?
I still have it. I keep it on the nightstand near my bed. I do not sleep with it, but it's within arm's reach.
Do you travel? Do you take it with you?
It's within arm's reach in case you ever need it immediately.
Yeah, for protection or something.
Do you travel with it?
I don't travel with it, no.
You're nothing, then.
He doesn't sound like one of my people, then.
You're nothing. You don't travel with it. You're nobody. Come on, now. We need people who travel with stuffed animals.
Let's have commitment.
Let's talk to Todd. How about Todd on line 1? I think Todd may be our man.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I've had a little dopey doll from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs since I was about 3 or 4. My grandmother gave it to me. I don't sleep with it at home, but whenever I travel, I stuff it in my bag and it goes with me wherever I go.
You travel with it.
Do you sleep with it when you get on the road, when you're in a hotel room?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean,
that's weird.
That
you're a freak.
Yeah.
No, because he doesn't sleep with it at home. That's what's weird.
At least what?
At least there's others like me.
Yeah, Bean. That makes you feel better?
yeah, a little bit. If it makes him feel better, it makes me feel better.
Wow.
Do you have a woman?
That was a reasonable question.
That was the funniest question I've ever heard.
Let's find out. I bet Todd has lots of ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and what's her imaginary name?
She's a real doll, and I sleep with her, too. All right, I don't need Todd on my side. Hang up on Todd.
Oh, wait, right. Todd's not good? That's not what you're looking for?
1-800-520-1067. Where are just the reasonable dudes who sleep with their stuffed animals and travel with them on the road? That's what we're looking for. We're going to take your calls next, coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It will be nice. I think you will love it.
In the announcement earlier this morning, the Dirty Heads, one of the bands playing the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta, which is Saturday, May 5th. Cinco de Mayo this year, a month earlier than usual. Usually we do it in early June. This time it is May 5th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. You got your Coldplay, your Incubus, your Offspring, Silver Sun Pickups, Pennywise, Angels and Airwaves, the Dirty Heads, which we just played, Garbage, AWOL Nation, Group Love, Of Monsters and Men, and Walk the Moon. Tickets go on sale Thursday at noon. You have to be a K-Rock Street Team member. So go to K-Rock, sign up. If you're not the type of person who likes to sign up for street teams or whatever, you don't like the emails, you can get off of it just as easily as you get on it. But you need the password so you can buy tickets Thursday at noon.
Okay.
Kevin just read a long list of names in order, by the way, without screwing up any of them. I don't know if you noticed that or not, Lisa. What's happening now?
Everything he said made sense.
What? It's crazy. That was a lot of complicated information for you to dispense to the listeners.
We should just record that and replay it because that won't happen.
That's never
going
to happen again.
What? I agree.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com joins us in a minute, too. A lot of controversy.
That's how I sound in my head all the time, by the way.
A lot of controversy about the Octomom, who is now on welfare, which means you, California taxpayers, are paying her to support her 14 children. We'll talk to Harvey about that coming up next. First, though, guys who sleep with stuffed animals, they pack their stuffed animal in a suitcase, take it with them on the road, and sleep with it when they're traveling. In my case, I also sleep with my sock mic when I'm at home. But Kevin, for some reason, thinks that's weird.
Well, it's creepy.
So let's...
Your secret lover.
Why don't we start with Evan? Let's talk to Evan. He's on line 4. Now, he's 20. Is he old enough that he should have given up his stuffed animal already?
Right. Is he more than 6?
Evan, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, man? Are you one of my people?
Yeah, man, I'm one of your people.
All right, what is it?
What do you got?
I sleep, I travel with a stuffed dolphin.
A stuffed dolphin, why?
Because it's a good pillow, man. I'm way too cheap to buy one of those neck pillows at the airport. If I'm on an airplane, I'd like get in a fight with a stewardess to get a pillow. So it's just more convenient, you know?
Is that the reason you use to explain something you would otherwise do?
Like, if I forget it, I am not troubled at all.
Okay.
But when I have it, I feel convenienced. I feel, you know.
Because it's a pillow. It doubles as a pillow.
Yeah, I mean, I want to, like, ask the stewards for a pillow, and then, like, you don't know what airline you're on. They're like, we don't offer those, sir.
And they only wash those once a year, too. Remember that when you ask for an airline pillow.
Yeah, they smell like, you know, the guy was slobbering on it last flight. All right, thanks, guys.
So this guy says he's doing
not my people
convenience.
Either.
He's not your people.
Or right,
see,
a liar.
You're worse than every person we've talked to, Bean.
No, better, because I'm not lame. Let me ask you this.
Would you like to watch a movie with me with your hand down my pants?
No, it's not. This is not a Chris Hansen situation at all.
He's reading your email, that's all.
I'm talking about sleeping by myself with my sock monkey. There's nothing creepy or sexual about it. But let me ask you this question. What if it weren't a stuffed animal? What if I were just one of those people, and there are millions of them, who likes to cradle a pillow when he goes to sleep or she goes to sleep? Because that's more comfortable. What's the difference?
Fine.
What's the difference? If
one's
a stuffed animal, one's a pillow,
one is a behavior that 6-year-olds and under do, and the other is a behavior that all adults do. That's the difference.
All
a stuffed animal is what you have when you're a little kid.
It will be nice. I think you will love it.
What about Zach on line 3? Let's see what Zach's story is. 1-800-520-1067.
Hey, Zach.
Hi, how's it going?
You travel with the stuffed animal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I take it with me to, like, friends' house and stuff like that when it's in the night.
All right. What kind of animal is it, first of all?
It's a pink Build-A-Bear.
All right. And do you also sleep with it at home?
I do every single night.
Okay. Chris, do you have any email from this caller?
I can't control my horny level.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Do you have a woman? I'm going to ask that before Lisa.
Dating someone.
Sure.
No, the reason why I have it, though, is I'm 24 years old. I got a kid on the way, a daughter. And so I kind of, you know, made it for her. And it kind of serves as a reminder.
It's a reminder that you're going to have a kid?
But you sleep with it. You're not even going to be able to give it to her. You're going to want to keep it.
No, Daddy wants it. That's what's going to be going on in your house.
Zach, you will find this interesting. This study that started the conversation, the hotel chain Travelodge, they're the ones who came up with the statistic that 25% of adult
males...
They're
trying to make you creepy people feel better.
No, listen to this. 1 in 10 single men surveyed admitted that they hide their stuffed animal when their girlfriend stays over. 14% of married men report that they hide their stuffed animal in the wardrobe or under the bed when any family or friends come to visit. So apparently it is something that some adult males are embarrassed about. How about you, Zach?
Not so much. Actually, the girl I'm seeing, I actually told her about it. She thought it was kind of cute.
Right. She thought it was kind of cute because you came up with the cover story of having the kid.
Right.
Which is BS.
She thinks it's cute right up until you can't give it up.
Right. And then when you can't give it up, then all of a sudden it goes from cute to creepy.
In my defense, I installed like a little heart thing there. So you press it. It's very comforting.
All right. Thank you, Zach. Let's squeeze in one more.
How do you feel, B? How do you feel with your peeps?
None of these are my people. These people are all weirdos. I don't like them. Let's try
I'm
Dave.
I'm horny for you.
Let's see what Dave's got going on. He's on line 4. Dave, what kind of stuffed animal are you sleeping with, man?
I'm sleeping with a Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. All right. And how old are you?
I'm 20.
How long have you had him?
I had him since I was probably like 5.
Okay.
Wow. And is he something you sleep with at home and on the road?
Yeah, I do. You know, I mean... I did, you know, it helps me, like, you know, sense of stability and all that thing, because, you know, I did search and rescue work for a long time, saw some gruesome things, and, you know.
Oh, please, listen to him.
I'm emotionally scarred.
You're gonna hate on a man who's out there saving lives now. Is that what you're gonna be doing?
Mickey Mouse's love.
You know, whatever. If it's stupid, it works. It's not stupid.
That's not true. It can be stupid and work. Both can be true separately.
I cannot believe that I'm actually thinking about blanking your blank.
Oh, come on, Chris Hansen. It's not like that at all.
That's exactly what it's like.
Keep doing what you're doing. That's what I say, Dave. Thank you for the call, my friend.
All right. So that's it.
Yep.
So everybody's on Bean's side then, huh?
Yep.
How do you feel about that, Bean? Because we asked for people to call in specifically, and we got almost none that are as bad as you.
What do you mean as bad as? You mean as comfortable and sleeping as well?
They made up backstories so that they felt better about it. One was the kid and the other, but the other one was I keep it on the bedstand.
A neck pillow.
None of them slept with it in bed at home and on the road.
Look, all I know is that it works for me and I'm able to sleep better because I have sock monkey. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Do you shave down there?
Offspring right there. They're playing May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, for the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta. That is Saturday, May 5th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Tickets on sale this Thursday at noon?
Yep.
Noon. For street team members, go to krock.com for all the details. I look forward to Mondays with our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com joining us from the newsroom. Harvey, I got a chance to hear a little bit on the satellite radio of your TMZ live show on Friday. Very enjoyable, my friend.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't even know you had a deal. I didn't even know they were planning on satellite, but it was so funny to hear Harvey taking phone calls from across the nation where people call in and ask questions about the site and stuff.
South Dakota, hello.
I was just going to say, you become Larry King.
Everybody, you do, exactly. Did you, Harvey, I don't know this about you. I know a little bit about your background, but did you ever do any radio coming?
Oh, yeah, that's how I started. I loved, radio is my favorite medium.
Were you on air as a DJ?
I was on, no, I had a talk show on KABC and then KMPC. I started at KABC as Dr. Law.
No.
Can we call you Dr. Law from now?
I was on, and then my first show was with Elmer Dills, and I was Dr. Law for an hour every Sunday.
Sweet. Oh, that's
hilarious. And then I went over to KMPC, and I did tons of talk radio for like 6 years.
As Dr. Law?
No. I actually got to use my own name.
No, go with Dr. Law.
The TMZ live show is very entertaining. You can see it on Fox 11 at 3 in the afternoon, and then I happen to catch it on the satellite, but I very much enjoyed it. And one of the things that you touched on briefly that I want to talk with you about today, and I guess you had Nadia Solomon on the show, the Octomom is on welfare. She swore to us when she had all those goddamn infants that she would never let this happen. What's going on, Harvey?
She said she would never do it. She needs the money. Now, here here's, let me tell you what's going on. She's getting this, she's getting a card that allows her to buy $2,000 worth of food a month.
Okay.
And it's welfare. But here's the thing that might surprise you. We did some calculating. And the way this card works is you get it if people, every person in your household, the grand total that you make is not more than $8,000 per person in your household.
Okay.
Because she is Octomom, that means she could make $119,000 a year and still be eligible for welfare.
Wow.
It would be hard to feed all those kids on
that,
though, don't you think? Feed and clothes
not
and everything.
Not if she made $119,000.
You don't?
But, well, I don't think so.
Clearly,
but
no.
She's not making anywhere near that amount of money, right? You're saying that's how much she could make and still get the welfare.
That's how much she could make. She's not making that. But, you know, it's interesting because we put a bunch of polls up and we asked, because, you know, there's been a standing offer for her to do porn, and we asked people, "What do you think she should do porn if she could get $100,000? Majority of people said no.
Well, that's because they saw the topless photo.
That's true.
Harvey, let me ask you this.
It's Dr. Law, Bean.
Sorry, Dr. Law. And I don't know if this came up in your discussion or not, but it's easy to criticize, and I'm not making excuses for her because she's an idiot and she already had six kids, and the last thing she ever should have been doing is going to a fertility doctor to try to get pregnant. I mean, it was ridiculous. She made a terrible, terrible decision.
And on that, in that vein, we asked people, should she be sterilized? What do you think they said?
Yes.
Overwhelmingly, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, they said, the large majority said yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's why we don't have a mob rules system of government, because
right.
People make choices like that. But my question for you is going to be, again, with no excuses for the bad decision that she made, if you were her right now, if you were a mother who had 14 kids, all of whom you wanted to keep and all of whom you wanted to take care of, what would you do, Harvey, with her skill set?
She's in an impossible situation. I mean, she has to make, think about, I mean, some of these kids have medical problems, and, you know, even if they didn't, think of one kid right now, what it costs, and then multiply that. It's crazy how much money this woman is going to need. And she doesn't, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Except for porn.
I don't think there's a good answer to your question. There's a good answer to your question.
And do you blame her? I know it stings a little to have to pay for somebody else's bad decisions, but that's the country we live in. That's the way it works. Do you blame her for applying for the welfare? I don't.
No, absolutely not. No, I mean, she needs it because ultimately the people who should not suffer are her kids.
Right.
That's
right.
The one thing, that no matter how much you're upset at her, the kids should not suffer for her decision, and they need food.
Yeah.
And what about on our final moments here with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, what about the reports that we've been hearing on and off for the past couple of years that she's this close to being evicted? Is there a danger of her not having a place to live as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has been going back and forth now literally for a year and a half, and they were supposed to evict her last Friday. She got yet another reprieve, but she can't pay her rent. It's a mess. I mean, she does not have – in fact, we had her on TMZ Live last week before she said she was going to do this, and asked her, well, what's your next plan after these topless pictures? And she started talking about her dreams. And whenever people talk about your dreams, yeah, that's a problem. We're going to have her on today on TMZ Live and now find out about the whole welfare thing. And she says she's getting death threats now, too, because of
it. Oh, my God. Mm. It's a mess. TMZ Live, weekday afternoons at 3 o'clock on Channel 11. Then check your local listings for the regular TMZ television and, of course, TMZ.com, the entertainment website of record. Thanks, Dr. Law.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is 8:56. We are playing music all morning this morning from the bands that are going to be playing the 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta, Saturday, May 5th. We made the announcement earlier this morning. Silver Sun Pickups are playing, Pennywise, Angels and Airwaves, Dirty Heads, The Offspring, Incubus, Coldplay. Tickets go on sale Thursday at noon. You have to be a street team member. So
I'm very sick.
Go
can,
do that
can
now.
You just give me tickets?
No.
I just want to get
it doesn't
you,
work that
just
way.
Want to get you primed for that now.
Ralph, though, has hundreds of pairs of tickets for anyone that asks.
Yes. I do.
Don't
I
take no
pants.
For an answer. They're in his pants.
They're in my pants.
John writes in with a complaint about you, Ralph, as a matter of fact.
Ah.
Hey, listen. By the way, you spelled weenie wrong, John. Listen, you know those bands work really hard on their music. Just because you might not like it doesn't mean you have to call them garbage, is what John writes in.
Oh,
so I just want you to know.
He doesn't understand.
He's very offended.
There's a band called
That's
Garbage,
the name.
John.
Oh, it's John.
He's confused.
Poor John.
Time for the Showbiz Beat now here on a Monday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Yeah, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? What
I'm just
what's
saying whatever.
Whatever.
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
I got bad news over the weekend.
What?
Family? Family member?
Sort of.
What?
Sort of family. I consider all those girls family. The yes. The Playboy Club in Vegas is closing.
What? That's the best place to lose money.
I don't know what to do.
It's only been open a couple of years, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What went wrong?
You didn't go long enough.
I went as much as I could. Trust me, I went as much as I possibly could.
I went plenty too, trust me.
Kevin went as much as he could afford.
I have never given away more money with a bigger erection in my life than I did at the Playboy Club.
You got a Playboy model that's dealing blackjack, and you're just losing money.
You got a bunny dealing you cards.
But you don't change tables because you have a bunny dealing you cards.
And I think she likes me.
Yeah. She did like me.
Well, she liked me, too.
Right. Yeah. Ralph and I did our part.
What the hell, Palms?
How could that place not stay open?
I have no idea, but I was crushed when I heard
it. It has everything.
I got to go there now.
But it's closed.
June. I think they're closing in June. So I'm just saying, I'm going to have to broadcast from now until June from there.
Every day?
So we need to set up some sort of studio or something. Yeah.
Can we broadcast live from there and try to keep it open? Like do some sort of a deal where
people
come in?
Chain ourselves to the doors?
Yeah, where we try to keep it open. We're doing our part.
Can we chain ourselves to some of the bunnies, more importantly? Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to find to get to the bottom of this. Maybe talk to someone from the Palms or something, but it's just reprehensible. I think it's the only Playboy Club left in America, by the way. All the other ones are overseas.
Really?
Yeah, that's not acceptable.
Oh, I'm just crestfallen, heartbroken. And
then Glenda be there?
I get the 1-2 punch. I get the horrible news about the Playboy Club closing in Vegas. And then I get the horrible news that Ashton Kutcher is going to play Steve Jobs in a movie. Come on! Really?
Does he have the chops for that?
No!
Every story that I saw yesterday, I just assumed was an April Fool's joke. This one is still sticking around
this
on a Monday?
This is real. Ashton Kutcher attached to play Steve Jobs in an independent biopic called Jobs. LA Times just confirmed this. He's going to play Steve Jobs.
But only after Steve Jobs is dead, right? He'll play that part.
What?
Yeah, there seems like there should be a lot of people on that list above his name.
There should be a really good actor in line to play one of the geniuses of our time. Let's give this guy his just due, shall we?
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher.
Hope Steve Jobs isn't in heaven right now, like looking down going, are you effing kidding me?
I'm coming back. I was holding off on this, but now I'm coming back.
The iPod, mother effers.
I was in an iCoffin, which means you can actually return. You get an extra 48 hours. I built it myself. Coming back to kick some ass.
Have we seen anything that Ashton Kutcher's ever done that would suggest that he has the range to play a part like this?
No. That's why I'm stunned. Look, there is some physical similarity. They had pictures of him with his longish hair and Steve Jobs when he was sort of his early hippie thing.
Right.
There is a physical similarity. But,
well said.
Thank you.
And I agree.
Appreciate that. And while we're talking about horrible films, congratulations to Adam Sandler and Jack and Jill. It swept the Razzie Awards last night. The Razzies, of course, the award given out to the worst in motion picture accomplishment.
It's never happened before, has it?
32 years they've been giving out the Razzies. No one film has ever won all the awards it was nominated for. Worst picture, worst actor, worst actress. Adam Sandler as Jill got worst actress.
Mm-hmm.
Worst supporting actor, Al Pacino. Worst supporting actress, David Spade as Monica, his twin sister.
What's Al Pacino doing?
Oh,
by
Al.
The way.
Oh, Al. Have you seen the Dunkachino commercial from the movie Jack and Jill?
No. Mm-mm.
With Al Pacino rapping?
Mm-mm. No.
About the new Dunkachino, and I'm Al Pacino, and I'm changing my name to Dunkachino because I love their cappuccino so much.
Oh, no.
I'll have to bring in the audio for the next hour.
That might be in our system. We've played that on the show before. Take a look and see if it's still in there.
Maybe from Roundup or something.
Wow.
It was something else.
Screen ensemble, the cast of Jack and Jill, worst director, worst screen couple. That's my favorite category because either Adam Sandler and Katie Holmes or Al Pacino or Adam Sandler playing his sister. Any of those combinations win for worst screen couple and worst screenplay. So congratulations to everyone involved. A sweep. That's not easy. Come on, Dave. We take a look at the big performances at the box office. Number one, Hunger Games, $61 million. Wrath of the Titans was second. Mirror, Mirror. 21 Jump Street and The Lorax were the top five. Then John Carter, Salmon Fishing in Yemen. That's not even a documentary, by the way. That's a real movie.
That's not.
With Ewan McGregor.
Yes. Act of Valor, 1,000 Words, and Journey to the Mysterious Island are your top 10 at the box office. Today's celebrity birthdays, Christopher Maloney from Law & Order. Special Victims Unit, 51 years old today. Clark Gregg, soon to be seen in the new Avengers movie, also in the New Adventures of Old Christine. He's 50. Rodney King, can't we all just get along? Can't we?
No.
Not as long as Bean insists every guy in the back of a police station, a police car is black. That's all I know.
How dare you?
47 years old today. Michael Fassbender of Shame and Inglourious Basterds turns 35. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show biz.
Vocal part.
It's a keyboard more than a vocal part. Ralph can do it all, man, with his mouth.
They're not going to bring me up on stage at Weenie Rose. Like, they're not.
They're not. Okay.
You'll see. You'll see. I'll lose 30 pounds in 2 days.
That's Coldplay here on K-Rock. They are headlining the K-Rock. Hold on. I got to say it right or they'll whack my pee-pee. The 20th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta is happening on Saturday, Cinco de Mayo, 2012 at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. By the way, Coldplay was on the bill in 2001.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? How far back did they go with the Weenie Roast?
I remember. Wasn't that first show in America, like one of our acoustic Christmases or something?
I think so. I think that's absolutely right. Yeah. So they've been around a long time, and they are surprisingly great in concert. Even if you think, and I don't mean any offense by this, but even if you think their records are a little light, like a little, you know, a little soft, they are great in concert. You will have a fantastic time seeing them. Get all the details at krock.com. Tickets go on sale this Thursday at noon. Hey, Ralph Garman.
I don't want to hear him talk about you whacking your pee-pee either, by the way.
Somebody else doing it.
You've offended me on so many levels in this show with your racism and your sexism.
I am a mess today. I apologize for whatever.
I'm calling for your immediate dismissal. I'm calling for your immediate dismissal.
I apologize for everybody. Go to the Parents Television Council. Get them to write some strong letters about me.
There should be some sort of boycott because you are offensive on every possible
Where's
level.
The outrage there?
Where is the outrage? Not as offensive as Ashton Kutcher playing Steve Jobs, though. That's for sure.
No. What? That can't be possible.
Yeah. No.
Confirmed by the LA Times. 2.5 Men star Ashton Kutcher attached to play Steve Jobs in an independent biopic called Jobs.
No.
Excellent. Jobs, by the way, is also what everyone connected with this project will be looking for after it's released. Jobs. Chronicles Jobs from his wayward hippie days to co-founder of Apple. One of the most revered creative entrepreneurs of our time, says the log line.
There's no chance he will surprise us.
No.
And hit this one out of the park and turn out to be a fine actor.
Nope.
Okay. He might not. A surprise for me would be to not completely destroy it.
But here's the thing. You can't not completely destroy a movie like this where you are the guy playing the guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes they can fold you into a cast. In a film that's got a solid script.
So it's not on your shoulders entirely.
And you don't throw a monkey wrench into the works. But if you're the guy and all eyes are on you.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm with you.
The biopic, I think, is the hardest acting role you can get. Because invariably, you're playing someone that people are familiar with, so they have expectations. And then you are at the crux of the entire project for its entirety. You have to carry the weight. So somebody like, for example, Jamie Foxx, who sort of surprised everybody coming out of the gate with Ray when he did Ray Charles.
Right.
And he did a phenomenal, phenomenal job in that role.
Yes.
That's the kind of talent you have to be able to carry off something like that.
And
I'm just saying.
Ashton Kutcher does
was
or does not.
Funny as a stoned guy on the 70s show.
Okay.
No way. Not ever.
We're talking about movies. That means top 10 movies at the box office since it is Monday morning. Congratulations once again to Hunger Games. Came in with $61 million this weekend. Not too shabby.
You seen it, Ralph?
I haven't seen it yet, no. I had a
busy
weekend.
Because some
of the
actors are black in it, is that why?
No, no.
Oh, no.
I have not seen it because I had a busy, busy weekend.
It's a great movie.
I am not racist like some people on the show.
That was the controversy, people. Remember you were talking about last week? People
Which is
were
insane.
Wasn't me this time. It was other people on the internet complaining that some characters they did not envision as African-American, in fact, were in the film.
Yes, and were written so in the book. But
And F those people.
61 mil made it number one. Number two at the box office was Wrath of the Titans, $34 million. Not a great sequel to Clash of the Titans, I guess, was the first one, right?
Yep.
I saw one review where it simply said, release the crappy sequel. Made $34 million. Mirror, Mirror was $19 million. That's the new Snow White movie. 21 Jump Street, Dr. Seuss's The Lorax. John Carter, Salmon Fishing in Yemen. Act of Valor, A Thousand Words, and Journey 2, The Mysterious Island. Those are your top 10 movies at the box office.
Can I give a plug for the Raid Redemption?
Sure, sure you can.
That was a great movie. Action out the ass. Is that good?
That they should put that on the poster.
Is that good or bad?
No, that was great.
That was good, okay.
Like which it. One is this? Refresh our memories on the title.
This is the drug lord that's in the building, and they have to go in and clear it floor by floor.
It's an Asian action film.
Yes. And it's unbelievable.
It's largely just action.
Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park did the music for
right,
it.
Right.
And it's largely fight scenes, and they are amazing. It's unbelievable.
It's a real-life video game.
Yeah.
You get to watch people.
Well, Kevin has long felt that dialogue slows a film down.
Oh, sure. Can you imagine Kevin have to listen to things and process them? This is just for him.
Hey, I had to read. It's foreign language. Oh,
that's right. There were subtitles.
That's right.
Oh, I can't do that because I don't like to read. We are surrounded by cinephiles here on the show.
Quite
leave
religion out of this. Come on.
Gilligan. Lindsay Lohan had a big party. Celebrate the fact that she's no longer on double secret probation. 50 friends gathered with her at the Chateau Marmont last Thursday to say thank you for everyone's support during her time of need. Alcohol was served, but onlookers say Lindsay didn't drink as far as they could tell.
Yeah.
She's turned over a new leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Chateau Marmont, by the way, is like the source of all of her problems. I don't know why she keeps going back there. It seems like a lot of bad things happen to her from there.
Great point. I think it's because they let her get away with anything and don't call the police on her.
That's true. Sometimes they don't even ask her to pay. She had a large outstanding bill there for a long time for rooms and food and
yeah,
alcohol.
Was it ever paid?
I don't know that it was or not, but they keep inviting her back. And there's one less reality star in the world.
Which one?
John Gosselin. Remember him from John and Kate Plus 8?
Yep. Sort of, but has he been on the air in a while?
He was trying. He did a bunch of celebrity-related appearances. He was getting paid to show up at clubs in Vegas and stuff. He has pulled completely out of the entertainment business, he's announced.
Great.
Because we could have told him that since no one had heard him for a while. He's moved to a house in the woods. He says he does normal things. He's trying to co-parent with his cranky ex-wife, Kate. But he has returned to his roots. He works as a network engineer in an IT company. He is completely out of the celebrity game. Says has no interest any longer. Did nothing good for him being on television, so he's out. It's a good thing, right?
Sure.
And while we're talking about reality shows, well, this isn't a reality show. It's more like a game show. Remember the old school game show called Hollywood Squares?
Yeah.
Sure.
It was tic-tac-toe, basically. Yeah. And they would put celebrities in each of the squares, and you had to try to pick a celebrity and then answer a question. And if you got it right, if you were the X, you get the X or O. And it was a very simple game.
Okay.
It was filled with sort of C-list celebrities. It was very popular in the day because they would say, oh, outrageous, bawdy things.
Sure.
Well, MTV2 is bringing back Hollywood Squares, but...
With Ashton Kutcher?
No. It's even better. They're revamping it, calling it Hip-Hop Squares. All the squares will be filled with hip-hop artists.
I believe I will watch that.
And they will ask them questions. Ghostface Killa.
Oh.
Mac Miller.
Yeah, I'd like to get Ghostface for the block.
Fat Joe. Biz Markie.
Oh.
And other guest stars will be added each week as you get there and try to...
In.
Again, I have to ask, Ralph, just because of the timing, real or April Fool?
I believe this is real.
If this is real, then I am also in.
Sweet.
A radio DJ Peter Rosenberg will have the Peter Marshall hosting gig, apparently. That's what MTV says, so.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
X gets the square of Biz Markie.
I love it.
Today's celebrity birthday is actor Christopher Maloney, who's 51 years old today. Clark Gregg from The New Adventures of Old Christine, and also you saw him in Thor. You'll see him in The Avengers, 50 years old today. Rosalind Sanchez of Act of Valor turns 39 years old. Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami is 37. Michael Fassbender, actor from Shame and from X-Men First Class and Glorious Bastards, played Magneto in X-Men. And he played Guy with a Giant Penis in Shame. He is 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Beer Mug Weigh In, which I think is going to go really well this time.
This is going to be a good one.
Because he had a great weekend and ate everything that came his way.
I still have 2 months.
He's about, his body weight is like 30% fried chicken right now.
That's
this
true.
Is fantastic.
He looks like Betty Draper now. That's what he looks like.
The real Gene Simmons tomorrow to tell us about something else that he's selling.
How do you know it's the real Gene Simmons? How do you know it's not Gene Simmons doing a Mike Catherwood impression?
Because one of them's not allowed to be on our show.
Right. Oh, that's right. Okay.
It's the wrong one. But we're going to have to talk to the one that's available. Bad penis surprises tomorrow on the show.
I'm sorry. What happened?
You have a what?
Oh, you found someone you thought didn't have a penis and they did?
Yep. Yeah. That's not good. Comedian Jay Moore will be on the program tomorrow. He's going to be on April
Fool's. Speaking of bad penis surprises.
This weekend.
every time he comes in the studio, I turn around, look over my shoulder, and there's something winking at me.
That's true. Yeah, I wish he would stop that. Speaking of April Fool's, we have your tickets in the We're Better Than You section. And not only that, but you get parking, and you get a backstage meet and greet, and you get a T-shirt that says on the back of it, We're Better Than You, so everybody behind you can actually see that, and you're an a-hole. So we're going to give those tickets to you tomorrow morning as well on an all-new Kevin and Bean.